have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And throughout the world today.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday again. And you can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And the biblical question for this week, a doozy, what is courage? What is courage? What is it? Do you really know what it is, or do you think you know what it is? Amazing question. For those who want to enter into real reality and exit from fake reality, it's for those people. There is another way of living, a real way, the real way. So it's for you. For those who don't want it, it's not for you. And you're not wrong for not wanting it. And no one has a right to be angry at you for not wanting it. Live in your hell. You have a right to do that. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show because you got to go and do something, work out or whatever, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? So, some of you know Wednesday, the first 2 hours of the show is like Black Excellent. And we take all calls, though. We take them all. And then the third hour is Manhood Hour. And we're doing Black Excellent because we want the black people to know we love them, too. We love black people. And we want black people to know that they have the same problem that every human being on the planet has. And it's no different, except that they're blaming others for their problems. And other people are starting to blame others, too, for their problems. And as long as you're blaming somebody else, you ain't going to be free. You might want to hang it up. You'll be a victim the rest of your life. And what a sad way to live. Can you imagine living a whole life as a victim? What the? Blaming somebody else for your misery. And looking to someone else to solve your misery. What a mess. So the first 2 hours of Wednesday is Black Excellence. And then the third hour is Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family. Bring back your order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman and woman over children. That's the only thing that works. So for now, it is Black Excellence. That was then in the good old days when America was America. And this is now when America is no longer America. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror for about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. What a mess. Good morning, America. Before I go into your calls and all that, I want you to know that there's another way of living. There's a real reality, a real life, a free life, an amazing life. But you got to enter into it. And the only way you're going to enter into it, you got to see that the life you've been living is nothing but misery. Nothing but misery. And I want you to know, every human being on this planet has been set up to fail in life. And if you notice, each generation is doing the same thing because they're being taught the same thing from the generation before them, and it's only getting worse. You got to unlearn, and let go of everything that you've been taught. Think about that. Imagine that for a minute. You got to let go, unlearn everything that you've been taught. Everybody. Because you've been set up to fail in life. And you've been told by failures, people who just can see themselves. And even though what they were teaching you was not working for them, they still taught it to you. And you repeated the same thing over and over each generation. It's never going to work. Your life will never work in the way that you're living it, the way you're doing it. And the interesting about it is that everyone that's been taught the wrong way of living think that what they've been taught and what they believe is the only way of thinking and believing. And if you don't agree with them, they're going to attack you because you're not thinking in the way that they're thinking. And then they think that you are wrong, and so instead of realizing, you know, okay, let that person go and think how they want, they attack you because your freedom is interfering with their way of life, their way of thinking, and they go after you. Isn't that amazing? Every thinking person thinks that their thoughts are right. They really think that their thoughts are right, and they think that it's the only way. And then the free-thinking person are now disturbing the ego-thinking person, and that person or people want to hurt you. because you're free now. Isn't that amazing? Now you understand the nature of all human beings. They think what they'll think, thinking is right. And they can't handle a disagreement. They fight. But you got to unlearn everything, everything that you've been taught. I don't care if you're 1 year old or 199 years old. You've been taught wrong. And that's why your life is not working. It ain't going to work. Ain't never going to work. It ain't going to work. So you got to unlearn. And when you wake up, what you don't know, your mind will be renewed. And in the Word, even though it's not Bible Thumper Day, it says your mind will be renewed. You need a renewed mind. Your mind is screwed up. I don't care how many degrees. As a matter of fact, the more degrees you have, the dumber you are. Your mind is screwed up even more so. And it's just ego. Your mind is screwed up. You got to unlearn. You got to unlearn. You got to stop living. I don't care if you're calling it the right way or the wrong way or that way or this way. You got to unlearn everything you've been taught if you want to be free. But if you don't want to be free, stay in your learned life and see how much it gets you or where it gets you. You can't even be yourself. I challenge you to walk up and down the earth and find one person who is truly living their own life. Now that some people heard the message of waking up, you maybe run into one or two men or women now who are on the way there for sure. But most human beings are not living their own life. You got to unlearn everything you've been taught. Your morality, your wrongness, your so-called rightness is all wrong. That's why it doesn't work. Have you noticed that your morality does not work? Even if you read the Bible, your name is Jesus, you went down and you accepted Jesus, or you accepted Allahu Abba, or you accepted the priest, Catholic priest, or the Mormon people, or whomever. Your life is still not working. You got to unlearn. You got to unlearn. If you want to be free, you don't have to do this. You can stay in your hell. And another thing, I recommend do what you want, but this is for those who want to overcome the lower nature, the fallen, the nature of evil. Every thought and every imagination that you have is evil. And it's wrong. And it makes you miserable because you obey it. And because you don't see the thoughts coming, you don't catch them, they fall down into emotions. And now you're focused on the emotions, whether good or bad, which are both bad. You fall down into the emotion and you forget about your inner thought and you make some of the worst decisions that's ever been made on the planet. You set yourself up. Because now you focus on the emotion, not realizing that you fell into a thought and that thought fell into a thought and that thought became an emotion. Now you worry about how you feel. Oh, I feel so afraid. I feel so lonely. I feel so depressed. I feel suicidal. I feel this and I feel that. And you don't look at, well, where did this feeling come from? I feel like I need to change my career. I feel that I'm not good enough. I feel that the people don't like me. And you don't know that you've fallen into thoughts and those thoughts fell into you. You went into a thought and those thoughts fell into emotion. Because if you're not conscious, it's crazy how thought can sneak up on you and fall down into emotions, and you start to think that you really feel that way and think that way. And then they make you make the wrong decision, which end up being another wrong decision and another wrong decision. Why do you think people get married don't work? They was in a thought, and that thought fell into emotion, and they call it love. And then they get married, and the two devils fight. Why do you think people change careers a lot? Because they're worried about what others think about them in that career. It's not the right kind of career. It's not the right kind of job. I don't fit in. And then you try to fit in by changing job, and you change job, and it's still miserable. I want you to know one thing about thought if you never know again anything else. Every thought you have, whether you're thinking about what others are thinking about you or you're thinking about changing this or that, those thoughts are inside of you and those are your thoughts. Let's say you're thinking about what others are thinking about you, whether good or bad. And you go into those thoughts and you think that other people are thinking that about you, so you throw those thoughts out there, you bounce them off the wall, and they bounce back on you. And you don't realize what you were thinking that others were thinking. Those were your thoughts. They belong to you. You own them. They're in you. You don't know what somebody else is thinking. And if you were not into thinking, you wouldn't even be concerned about what other people are thinking. You are thinking that in your mind, and you own it, but you think, well, the world must be thinking this too. So now I got to please the world. I have changed my life. And not knowing that that thought was yours inside of you. Stop thinking, dummy. Stop thinking. Won't you free yourself from the enslavement of thinking and just live your life? Let life unfold for you by itself, and you just live it. You don't need to think about that. You don't need to think about that at all. You just need to live. And let the spirit of truth live through you, and it will. But as long as you're thinking the spirit of lie, of the darkness, of evil living through you, and you're obeying that, and the spirit of the lie is telling you, well, this is what they're thinking, not knowing it's all embedded in you. Drop the thinking, and you would never think about what others think. That'll be their thinking with them, and those are their thoughts and not yours. So as a man thinking, so as he is. Stop thinking. Why not live a life of knowing rather than thinking and be free? You got to unlearn everything you've been taught. You've been lied to from day one. You've been told to be moral. And now you believe that you are, you try to make it work, and it doesn't work. Some of the most evil people in the world are the more thinking people. They are the worst because they think that their morality is right. And they are miserable with their morality, but they still think it's right and they try to impose it on you. What a mess! There's a lot of miserable people in this world. And if you believe in morality, you're lost. The blindest person on the planet is the one that believes in morality, because belief in morality is not morality. And you work overtime trying to be moral. And then you cry at night. If you want to be moral, or morality, stop trying to be it. Morality is. It's not something you can be. And it's not in your mind, and you cannot teach it to someone. How are you going to teach morality to another person and you're not even moral? That's why you're trying to teach it. Trying to make yourself feel better. Why not do what you want? Why not give up the world and just live your life? I saw this story, and I bring it up because I interviewed a guy who, I guess, a member of an organization like this, or they go to this place, you need a lot of money. But they have this thing on the planet for depressed people that you can go there and you can take mushrooms and psychedelic drugs, and then you take the juice out of a frog juice, whatever they take from him, and it takes you to, and you get really high off it, and you start to believe toad juice, and you take high, and you get high from it, and you think you see Jesus. You really believe that you now understand God because you're in an illusion and all those thoughts are overwhelming you, but you believe the thought about God and everything is just there because you're high. Toad venom. How are you going to take toad venom and think that you're going to see God? Think about that. You got to be out of your mind to do that. But anyway, this place, I interviewed a guy about it, and this expensive stuff, they said. Well, I saw this report, I think this morning, where this pilot was in the jump seat. He was on the plane, but he wasn't one of them. He just took a flight. He was taking this flight. This plane was going to San Francisco, I believe, up that way somewhere. And this pilot had been taking mushroom the night before because he was depressed, so he took mushrooms. And so the next morning, he was still high on that mushroom. And so he was taking a ride as a pilot. He is a pilot, but he wasn't flying that day. And he tried to take over the airplane and turn the engines off and to cause the plane to crash. And there were like 300 or so passengers on the plane. And they asked him, why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? He said that he had been depressed and he was high off mushroom and he thought that he was dreaming. He didn't really know that. He was on this plane, flying this plane, something like that. I may not have the story totally as said, but something like that. The point is he had been taking mushroom for depression. You got to be out of your mind to think that mushroom or toad venom is going to end your depression. Nothing physical can end depression. What's up? But you've been taught that. You've been taught wrong. And the beginning of overcoming this, you got to start being present, being conscious, because you're unconscious. And you're trying to live a good life in an unconscious way, and it's not going to work. You need a clear mind. You need a renewed mind. And a thought is just a thought. It's just a thought. And it's never your thought. Never. What a mess, huh? Do what you want with that, men and women around the world, all men and women. I want to show you something else that is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But because you're into thought and ego, you think that is real. ABC 7, New York. A fashion movement is sweeping social media, and it is all about trading sweatpants for sweaters. Young men across the country are opting for quarter zip and are posting about leveling up their lives on social media. Watch this from ABC 7, New York.
To some, it is just a sweater, but to others, the quarter zip pullover is a movement. Thanks to Jason Jemphy of the Bronx.
And another thing, I'm a quarter zip dude now.
Jason graduated from Allegheny College with a degree in computer science, and when he started interviewing for jobs, he knew it was time to upgrade his look.
When you look good, you feel good, you do good.
He posted about his job-seeking attire to his already strong following of thousands, and suddenly the quarter zip was a thing.
Life like this sure is sweet, huh?
People are stopping Jason on the street.
We can't go anywhere anymore. Like, we stepped outside. There was a kid with his dad, stopped us mid-video. We was shooting content, stopped us mid-video to say, oh, that's the quarter zip guy, that's the quarter zip guy.
It's true, Jason and his look are everywhere.
I like that you guys look right.
And it isn't just young men who are ditching the Nike tech and hoodies. So are teens and tweens like my 12-year-old.
Okay. The other day he said, hey, Mom, can you get me a quarter zip? I had no idea what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And now I know. And guess what came yesterday?
A quarter zip?
A quarter zip. You are up in my 12-year-old's game.
Hey, tell me.
I really appreciate it.
So a personal thanks from this mom.
The movement is elevation at the end of the day, making sure that when you leave your house, you're like the best version of yourself. Point blank, period.
And really, Jason says, it's not about the clothes.
The man makes the clothes, clothes doesn't make the man. Just gotta say that.
Words to live by.
Amazing, huh? It sounds so nice, doesn't it? It's the dumbest thing I ever seen. It is the dumbest thing. A clothes does not make the person. Underneath those clothes, you're still lonely. You're still miserable. You still blame the white man. You still suicidal. You still afraid. You still worry. You still into thoughts. And all you have to do is have on a new pair of clothes to feel good. Eventually, that feeling will die. And now you're going to need some other new clothes. What a sad way to live, huh? That ain't going to solve one problem. And the guy that promoted it, it made him feel good for a minute. But when that thrill is gone, and it will be, he's going to be right back in his misery. It ain't about the clothes. It's about the darkness of the imagination. It's about the illusion of who you think that you are. And I got to, this is sad. Everybody running for it. The black guy putting on a sweater, but underneath they're still lost. They still blame white people. They still blame the situation. They're still victims. And I got proof. It ain't about the clothes. Because when you change the inner nature, the outer nature will change. You got to change the inner nature for the outer nature to operate right. You can't change the outer nature and think that it's going to help the inner nature. It just gives you a false thrill. That's all it is. You feel good in a sweater. And then people brag that you have on a sweater. Now you feel good. That's going to die down. Or when you're alone with those sweaters, you cry at night. A closet full of sweaters. And then you cry at night. Change the inner man, change the inner woman, and you can have a sweater in the closet and feel fine, or not have a sweater in the closet and feel just fine. And it ain't about the clothes. It's about the inner nature overcoming evil. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a quick moment, your phone calls and your super chats. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? A sweater ain't gonna do it. A zip sweater or unzip sweater. It's just another thrill, a moment of thrill. It's like taking mushrooms. When will you start living off a thrill life, good or bad, and live off real life, life itself? Quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up. At 9 a.m. this morning, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, fly high, but not on mushrooms. You don't have to worry about him trying to cut the engine off in the midst of a flight. You're going to get there safely. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. Hate said, oh, do you have to worry about the Anchor Baby? Turned off the engine. Amazing. And we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I had a very interesting, and I know I say it all the time, but an interesting discussion with Kinga Hill. She is a model, actress, and the founder of the Model Coaching Agency, Find Your Light. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
In my generation, black were not angry, they were independent, and the word racism didn't even exist.
The black men at that time were leaders, and yes, there was a sense of community.
I never liked fat black butts.
Am I your type? My mom forced me to vote for Kamala.
What a helper.
This is probably the most intellectual conversation I've had in a while, honestly,
really?
With a black person.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
This seat is flaming already.
You're gonna find this is so interesting, it makes you want to slap your mama. Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, a brand new episode of The Fallen State.tv. And you can support The Fallen State right there by becoming a member of the FallenState.tv or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. I appreciate it. All right. I want to show you a Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas, baby. You've sure been good to me. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. So I want to show you how dumb this idea that the clothes is making the change. It's just a feel good in a new outfit. That's all it is. And that's going to pass. All thoughts. Listen, folks. All thoughts. are all lies all the time. There's no such thing as a true thought. There is no such thing as a true thought. All thoughts. So I'm telling this loud so that you remember when you fall into feelings that you're into a thought and you've been lied to. And that is inside of you is your thought, not somebody else's thought, but your thought. Let it pass. Thoughts are supposed to just pass along. But what happens when you're unconscious, they come and then they fall into emotions, and that's where you lose it. Emotions of so-called love, emotion of so-called hate, emotion of so-called resentment, anxiety, stress. But if you just let thoughts flow through, it won't be affected at all. I want to show you how this is just another game being played up on the blacks, and then any other white or anyone else has fallen for it. And this Brandon Johnson guy, the mayor of Chicago, is wicked to the core. And he knows that it doesn't work either, but he's using it for personal gain. This is from Grok. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson gave a speech on December 7th, quarter zip link up event in Bronxville. Now, they done had an event, and this no good mayor is speaking at it. And guess who he's lying to these people, lying to them. A gathering of over 200 young black Chicagoans celebrated a viral fashion trend. It's just a trend. And they come and they go. You should see my producer, Derek. And that he had on these big old pants that used to be around 100 years ago. The trend is coming back. It's just a trend, and it makes you feel good, and it makes you feel bad. But this stupid mayor, blind mayor, is speaking at this zip up link event. Isn't that amazing? Quarter zip link up to a bunch of black people. Black people, won't you start thinking for yourself? What's wrong with being an individual, men and women? But what's wrong with being an individual? Why are you afraid to be an individual? They have parents now looking to the government to tell them how to raise their children, looking to some expert to tell them how to raise their own children. They want to pass internet laws for children because the parents are not paying attention. You want the government to pass a law to keep your child from watching something on video, that's your responsibility. But anyway, so this stupid mayor is speaking at a quarter zip up link event and for black Chicagoans. Johnson framed the event as a transformation force. That's a lie. This ain't transformation to anybody. It's not transformative, and it's not transforming. Underneath those zip-up link, those people are still miserable. They still blame white people. They still think that they're a victim. They still believe that slavery is having an impact on their lives. They still think this and that, and they're wrong. But they're thinking it. And the sweater ain't going to change that. But this mayor speaking at this event, stating that those who held the power before feel intimidated by the level of power due to their guilt and shame. He didn't save white people, but I guarantee he's talking about white people. He's saying that white people feel intimidated by these black people putting on zip, quarter zip up length sweaters. This mayor is telling the folks that these white, he didn't say white, but they feel guilty. They feel intimidated that black people putting on zip-up sweaters. Can you believe that? And white people are like, what the? But anyway, I want to play this so I can get to your calls. The mayor stated that those who held the power before feel intimidated by those level of power. Put it on a sweater is not power. I don't care if you can zip it up all over your head. It's not power. It's just a zip up sweater. And ain't no power in that. Zero power. But if you think it's power, you believe in a lie. But anyway, those who held the power before feel intimidated by level of power due to their guilt and shame. Interpreted by critics as a veil reference to white historical dominance. Watch this from X.
We are the transformation that this city is looking for, but make no mistake about it, there are those who are intimidated by this level of power, right? Because in some instances, those who held the power before are living in their own guilt and shame. And so they are intimidated by this sight. But we have to demonstrate to the rest of the world what it means not just to come together for our people, but how our liberation benefits all.
That's sad. That's Satan speaking to those folks. That ain't no power. And white people don't care how many sweaters you put on and how high they zip up or how low they zip. That so-called mayor is lying to you. While on the South Side, they're still killing one another. They're still robbing. They're still raping. They're still lonely. They're still sad. They're still depressed. They're still suicidal. It ain't changing one black person's heart. Zero. And white people are not intimidated by you putting on a... They probably want you to put on a sweater because you look so stupid with baggy pants. Why don't you change the way you unlearn everything that you've been taught and get on that straight and narrow path where life, real life is? Maggie is a first-time caller out of New York. Maggie, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I had a question.
Okay.
About should I self-love?
Should you what?
Self-love.
What is that?
Like loving yourself before you love other people.
But how can you love yourself?
Not sure.
And who is the self that you're going to be loving? And who is loving the self?
Well, I would think I love my parents.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's no such thing as self-love.
Okay.
What it is, Maggie, don't have anger. When you don't have anger, when there's no anger in you at all, there's only love. But that love is not you loving yourself. That love comes from God. And the anger, the resentment you have is coming from Satan. It's evil. So drop your anger. Stop getting mad about anything with yourself or anyone. And then you will have real love, and that love will be amazing. It won't be your love, but it'll be the truth. Loving through you, you'll be fine. Do you get angry at times?
I do.
And what? Can you give me an example? What makes you angry at times?
Sometimes, let's say my dog was eating like an ornament from the tree or something, that might make me a little frustrated.
Okay, well, next time the dog is eating from the tree, tell the dog to stop without being mad. Don't go with the anger. Just say, hey, dog, stop it. But don't be mad so that you can get over that. You're 11 years old. I want you to learn to speak up, but don't be mad.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Does your mother get on your nerves at times?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Does your mother make you angry at times?
Sometimes, yeah.
And when she makes you angry, what do you do?
Sometimes I'll yell or I'll, like, storm off into my room or something.
And when you ask your father to help you deal with your mother, does he help you?
When he's home, yes.
Oh, good. So here's what I want you to do, Maggie. The next time your mother makes you mad, you just tell your mother, hey, Mom, calm down. Calm down. But don't be mad at her. Otherwise, you're going to become just like your mother as you get older because the anger you feel is causing you to become like her. And you don't want to be like her.
Okay.
And so the next time, next time she makes you mad, you tell her to calm down, stop overreacting, but don't be angry at her. And I promise you, you will have an amazing life, all right?
All right.
I wish you well. Don't be mad about anything. Speak up, but don't be mad.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Merry Christmas, Maggie.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are
you?
Hey,
Tony.
Well, it's amazing, my friend, how you just tell people, you know, about the young people changing the way they dress.
What do you mean?
To be able to, you just saying about the zip-up sweaters?
Right.
Now, at one time point, you were talking about black people, male figures, wearing saggy pants. And you were talking about how stupid that looked. Now you're saying that the zip-up ain't going to make no changes in a young man's development.
Are you saying that it
you're
will?
Saying, of course it will.
How would it change them?
How?
Uh-huh.
By their appearance? By their appearance?
How would it change the person?
By their appearance.
How will it change change the person?
Not just the sweater, Jesse. Also they're wearing neckties and bow ties with the sweater.
And how would that change the person?
That would give them a better professional feeling of being better and being accepted. Because, you know, as you said, this is the white man's country, white man's world.
Tony.
So we got...
Putting on a sweater, a zip-up sweater... And a bow tie and a shirt, how would that change the person?
It would not allow the white woman or white man be afraid of them because when they look at a black man, the first thing coming to mind is that's a thug, as you always say. But by them,
Tony, you're not telling me how it's going to change. I'm listening, but you're not telling me. You still talking about the white man. Why don't you forget about the white man and live your own life, Tony?
No, I can't.
Why not?
I can't. That's because this is the white man's world, you said.
And so why
you
can't
said this.
And since the white man lets you in his world, why can't you just be grateful and go and live
he
your
life?
Tony,
world.
Hold on.
He bought
Tony.
Me. Okay, go ahead, Jesse. I'm listening. Go ahead, Jesse.
You're not listening. Since the white man lets you into his world.
Uh-huh.
And you're grateful that he let you in his world, right?
Go ahead, Jess. I'm listening.
Are you grateful that the white man allowed you into his world?
He didn't allow me. God allowed me into this world. So go ahead, Jess.
So
next,
are you grateful
question.
That God allowed you into the white man's world?
No, God put me in the place he wanted me to be, Jesse.
Are you
this
grateful?
This is not the white man's world.
You said it
this
was.
This is your white man's world. You said it was, not me. I'm saying, I'm repeating with the words you use, not
in
me.
In totality.
This is not God's, this is not the white man's world. This is God's world.
Who founded this country? White people or black people?
God.
Tony,
Who was here? Tony, calm down. The black man.
Tony, calm down.
Come on, let's talk.
I'm going to let you go let's if talk. You talk over me.
No, come on. I'm talking to you.
Calm down.
That's the question I'm asking there.
Calm down.
Stop. Go ahead, Justin. The black man was here first.
Tony,
ahead,
who founded this country? White man or the black man?
The black man did.
What black man founded America?
They took it out the history book, bro.
Tony,
they took it out
which
the
white
book.
Man, which black, which black man founded America?
The ones that was here, they are the white man they called Christopher Columbus that landed here, but the black man was here before he was here.
Tell me, which black man was here before the white man?
I'm telling you, that's what I just told you.
You're not telling me who?
If they had left the names in the books, we would know.
So
but the black man,
you said
the
they
white man erased the same thing, just the same thing that Trump doing today. Erase the black history.
Tony, you're saying that the black man founded America, right? But they took it out of the history book. If they took it out of the history book, how do you know about it then?
Because it was in the books, bro. It was in the books. And they took it out.
Tony, how do you know it was in the book?
Because I just told you, Jesse.
How do you know it was in the book?
Let's go back to the original.
Tony, I'm going to ask you one more time. How do you know it was
in the book?
How do you know it was in the book? How do you know it was in the book? It was not in the book.
Because it was in the encyclopedia.
How do you know that?
The encyclopedias don't develop.
How do you know that?
I read it. That's,
you
read
it? Which encyclopedia did you read that in?
Let's pick the Black History Encyclopedia, bro.
Where?
That's what, bro.
Where is it?
The Smithsonian.
Smithsonian? Who is Smithsonian? Yeah.
Institution. That's in Washington, D.C.
A mental institution?
Come on, Justin.
You
man,
gotta
you
believe Smithsonian in
be
a
stupid,
mental
Justin.
Institution?
Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid, Justin.
Tony.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
Tony.
Let's keep it real, Justin.
Bye, Tony.
Don't.
Nice. Whew. He said that it's in the history book, but they took it out. How do you know it's in the history book if they took it out? Grock said no black man did not discover nor find America. Amazing, huh? Just think about this, folks. I really want you to think. Black people, and this is black excellence, they are telling you black men putting on a zip-up sweater is intimidating white people. Everything is about the black, white man. Why don't you forget about the white man and live your own life? Everything ain't about the white man. 888-775, what a sad way to live. And that stupid mayor is still deceiving those guys. And nothing gonna change from within with a sweater. Ain't nothing wrong with putting on a sweater, but don't think it's going to change you. Two more hours to go. Quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Merry Christmas. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious mess going on in this old here world. Can you believe it? You just heard some of it. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence Wednesday, 2 hours of Black Excellence before third hour is Manhood Hour. JLP will be right back to your calls. It's Wednesday, December 10th, AD 2025, and there is one line open. You can call in right now, whether you're old or young, whether you're 11 or 111, you can call in to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, 888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. And we'll get to your JLP. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. We do see them. We appreciate them. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. If you don't want to give it through YouTube or Rumble or whatever. Very cool. And Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Federal Reserve expected to lower interest rates again today, though deep divisions remain, if they haven't already, I don't know. Deep divisions remain within their influential rate-setting committee. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will hold a press conference 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 11:30 Pacific, to explain the decision and its implications for borrowers. And the economy. As high costs continue to squeeze U.S. households, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is working to allay affordability concerns and also put the blame in the proper place, not on him, for the financial strain felt by millions of Americans. During a speech in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, I think that's an Indian name, American Indian perhaps, right? My guess. On Tuesday, yesterday, he debuted a new economic message. Democrats drove up prices, and we're bringing them down, says Trump. And that's a fact. He undercut his arguments at times, claims Commie Nonsense Network, often veering into insult-ridden tangents, insults being the truth, Commie Nonsense, always insulted by the truth. Trump repeatedly pinned high prices on former so-called President Joe Biden, which was Obama Part 3, relentlessly mocking his predecessor, while Trump has dismissed concerns about affordability in some cases as a Democrat hoax. Facts. A Fox News national survey from November found that 76% of voters view the economy negatively. And that's a fact. Miami mayor's race. Eileen Higgins. Sounds like a woman to me. Doesn't sound like a man's name. Will be the next mayor of Miami. And Commie Nonsense is projecting that, breaking a nearly 30-year Republican streak in Miami, in the seat and giving Democrats another strong performance, so-called, during the first year of Trump's second term. Eileen Higgins is a former county commissioner. She will defeat, I guess it's a she, Emilio Gonzalez, city manager, who was endorsed by our greatest president, Trump. Though Miami's mayor wields little formal power, the role serves as a high-profile ambassador for the city, which has a large Latino population. Probably a lot of Cubans is my guess, not sure. Has been the epicenter of debates over immigration enforcement operations led by our greatest president, Trump, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So, I don't know. I've never heard of that. And the campus shooting. You hear about that? One student is dead, and another remains in critical condition, at least as of early this morning when this thing was put out, following a shooting in Kentucky State University Tuesday. Police said 48-year-old suspect. 48! That's not college age. Not really, anyway. At least not for a student. Not a student, arrested moments after opening fire. Authorities now investigating what Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear called an isolated attack on the historically black university. Huh, Kentucky State, black. It's the 73rd shooting on school grounds this year, and most of which took place on college campuses. At least 29, the incidents collectively left 29 dead, more than 100 others injured, they say. I'm Susan.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
You go uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What is courage? What is courage? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, anywhere in the world, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you still can listen on your phone. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that we can have peace of mind. You can listen to the show as it is happening on your phone and still podcast by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I don't think I mentioned the biblical question of what is courage. Did I say that? Oh, I did already? E Black. What is courage? Hate up here writing me stuff. What are you talking about?
Okay, so at the beginning of this hour, you left what I surmise was perhaps 11 seconds of dead air. And that is a violation of the 7 seconds of dead air that you're supposed to allow, max, industry standard, radio industry standard. At 7 seconds of dead air, people tune out, they change the channel, and you lose audience. You don't want to do that.
That's right.
We got to keep it professional.
See how, this is why we have white people working for us.
You need to level up.
Jared, my producer, never mentioned that.
And you should be wearing a quarter zip.
Tony thinks that a sweater is going to change the person. A sweater just makes you feel good for a minute. That's it. It's just a thrill. What the? But anyway, thank you, Hake.
You're welcome.
Whatever. E. White. So I mentioned that there's the bill question, right?
Right.
Okay. It's Wednesday. And the first and second hour of Wednesday is Black Excellence. That was then when America was America and black people were independent, free thinkers, This is black.
And this
excellence.
Is now when blacks were enslaved.
Black.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing spiritual battle. Nothing to do with color and a sweater ain't gonna change it. It's just a thrill. And when you take that sweater off at night, you cry. When you're alone and the sweater is by your bedside, you cry. Jay, read this thing that Derek wrote about Grok. There's no credible historical evidence of black people discovering America.
Grok reports, in contrast to what Tony from California claimed, there is no credible historic or archaeological evidence that sub-Saharan Africans reached the Americas and established contact or settlements before Christopher Columbus.
I rest my case. You hear that, Tony? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You told him.
And Tony just repeated what the other blacks said. Oh, and they took it out. And so they said, well, it was in the book, but they took it out, and now everybody just say it. And then some dumb people believe it because they're just saying it. But ain't nobody seen a book where it's even written in. And then he said it's in Sonya Mitchell Institution. And I guess Sonya is related. I guess Sonya is related to that black underground woman. Martha, Big Mama. Remember that black underground woman that the blacks loved to mention? Harriet Tubman. Yeah.
The Underground Railroad.
I was as mentally ill Sonya related to Harriet Tubman, whatever her name was. But anyway, Super Chat.
Nice.
Super Chats.
Over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Brandy R says, thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, N Heat says, who has ever seen Stevie Wonder without his shades on? Triple question mark. Jesse, put your USA shades on and have Kurt and Derek guess again. LOL. Because you were wearing your Amerifro t-shirt. And Kurt guessed that it was Stevie Wonder. And Derek said it was definitely not you.
I could not believe that they were looking right at me with the shirt on and not see that was me. What the? They must have all those tough zip-up eyeglasses.
Stevie Wonder could tell that was you.
Stevie Wonder knew it wasn't him. He knew it was me.
And Stevie Wonder's blind, I heard.
As a bat. Derek, Kurt, you really didn't know that was me? I had a mean t-shirt yesterday with
I didn't know.
That's crazy. But okay. That's amazing.
That's that Amerifro t-shirt. Thank you, Aunt Mr. Heat. Bert, three coffees, biblical question answer.
What is courage?
I think courage is being willing to see who you aren't and sitting with it, facing up to the evil in you, says Bert.
Amazing. Thank you, Bert. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Anthony L. with a big smile and open mouth, gaping smile emoji and wide eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
For the sticker. Walking Roscoe about the quarter zip clothing fad. I've got two words for that. Beta zip, says Walking Roscoe.
And the mayor up there saying that the white people are going to be intimidated. Oh, I can see the white people now. Oh, that black man has on a sweater. I'm so scared. I'm just so scared. Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet, Jesse, polos are a quarter button. Prove me wrong.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's on Rumble, where Commander Kim also
you
with
the
Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
I disagree, Jesse, on internet laws. There's age restrictions to purchase alcohol or cigarettes or to attend strip clubs. There should also be age restrictions for horrible content online.
I'm not saying whether they should or should not put it there, restriction like that. But what I'm saying is, why? What's happening to the parents that they can't watch over and raise their own children? Why are the parents so dumb? In the good old days when they didn't have internet and they didn't have but they had other stuff, the parents raised the children. And they watched over their children. And now the parents want the government to do everything for the children, and then we have to pay for it out of our tax dollars. That doesn't make sense to me. Why don't the parents? Oh, I know why the parents don't raise their children. Because the mothers don't love the children anymore. They want to go to work. They get a thrill from working, and they said the kids don't appreciate them, so they rather get a form of appreciation. So they go to work, and the people say, oh, you're such a hard worker. You are a mother and a worker, and they get a thrill from that. That's why they need the internet to say this is not for children. What the? Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you kindly, Commander Kim. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, Commander Kim.
Age of Inversion on Rumble, a monthly supporter. Jesse said, so you're going to believe Miss Sonia in a mental institution? What the? Laughing faces with tears coming on.
Did you see, what's that guy named Tony said, Miss Sonia from a mental institution?
It did sound similar to that.
Yeah. I'm like, what the?
But I knew the reference.
Oh, you did?
I haven't read that in the Smithsonian Institute, but I know that the Smithsonian Institute is a bunch of kiss-ups who pretend that blacks are such victims and such trailblazers in history.
I was looking at this advertisement company, and they used to have really nice clothes. I used to buy some of my clothes there. But when they send out the magazines or whatever on the internet, they show the sales and stuff. 99% of the time, it was white people modeling the clothes. Now you can hardly find a white person in the ad.
Wow.
They had one, but they have black people, some other kind of color people. And if they have one white person, it's going to be with a black person. They're going to be standing next to a black person. White people can't even get ads anymore. For the most part.
Terrible.
Amazing.
It's not right. Chris bought a coffee. Quarter zips have been around forever. Now it's a black thing? Laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Right. Blacks that's a good point.
Blacks try to claim they invented everything.
Just so you know, a black man did not invent a zip-up sweater. They've been around for a long time. What does Jesse Amerifro shirt look like him? Out of 60 voters, chat said yes, 62%, 38% said no. What,
nice.
Thank you, Derek.
Good poll.
There was a poll done. You can get that shirt, my Amerifro shirt, at jesseleepeterson.shop, right?
That's right.
jesseleepeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. It's an amazing shirt.
Very nice.
And yes, it is me. It is he. Over amazing. Thank you.
Hanez, 5 coffees. Sticking with it, be present always. Thank you, Jesse. White thanks hands emoji. Biblical question response.
What is courage?
Courage is confronting the false self and going through its death.
Thank you. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Stop the Cat bought a coffee. If you read Columbus's Second Voyage to America journal, he talks about the natives meeting dark-skinned people arriving in large boats from the south to trade gold-tipped spears, with that of African skeletons being found in pre-Columbian sites, proves that Africans, mostly from the Mali Empire, visited North America centuries before Columbus. You are welcome. Research can be your friend, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Shout out to the Mali.
Yeah, shout out to the Malis.
M-A-L-I. Eric, 5 coffees.
Derek said, send him the article, buddy. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com.
Source, bro.
Yeah.
Eric bought 5 coffees. Black culture prioritizes hate and vanity, creating men who kill if you step on their shoes, says Eric.
Amazing. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, what a mess.
Yeah.
Kevin on Cash App says, God bless us one and all. Thank you, Kevin, as always. Very generous, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh, that's amazing. And you're right. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now.
Pastor Chatelet says, we was founding fathers in Speep.
Thank you, Pastor. Amazing.
He's trying to say they founded America, the world. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. What a mess. I want my country back. It ain't coming back, but I want it back. What? Thank you all. I appreciate your support, right? Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amazing.
I think those men that are wearing sweaters should start dancing the Carlton.
They should do what?
Dance the Carlton. You know the Carlton dance?
What is that?
From Prince of Bel-Air. From Prince of Bel-Air, the show Prince of Bel-Air. Carlton, his cousin.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Amazing. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith.
Yeah. Yep.
That's crazy that Tony or anyone and the mayor up there saying that white people are afraid of this power, the force, the level of power. Where is the power in putting on a sweater?
Well, I think those men are going to die virgins. Anyways, yeah, speaking of Tony, the white people were slaves at the same time as black people. The 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th century, there was the Barbary slave trade, and we were slaves too. And America didn't exist then, so I don't know what it has to do with America. And the Barbary pirates were Muslims that still have slaves to this day, and we're voting them in office. I just watched a video that said that we voted in a bunch more Muslims this week into government that nobody was paying attention to.
Well, America is bringing in its own enemy for destruction. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. Because foreigners have no business being involved in our government. Look how Ilhan Omar, how insane she is, and she's in the government. She's an illegal alien or what do you call that thing? Refugee. And she's in government, and she clearly hates America. And they let her be in government. There should be a rule that says no foreigners can run in government.
Definitely. I actually just think I read that last night that Trump was going to pass that they can't run for Congress anymore.
They should be able to. That doesn't even make sense. Amazing. Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, in 1991, Muslim Brotherhood, they made a 100-year goal to take over America, and it sure looks like they're about to do that.
They need to run those people out of our country, too. The Muslim Brotherhood is not for America at all.
Yeah, this girl I was watching, she made a good point about Watts, too, that maybe the Muslim Brotherhood might be controlling him. She made a very good point.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I just know they should not be in our country.
Definitely. Do you know the difference between the Sunnis and the Shiites? Their beliefs? They're all Muslim. Islam. The difference between their beliefs is when Muhammad died, one believed that the general should take over, and then the other believed that like his cousin And that's the only difference.
Amazing. So, where you get that from?
I don't know, some discovery thing that I watched. I was obsessed with learning about them when I started learning the Bible and got to like the Antichrist part. I started looking up our enemies and I started studying Islam. And I just watched every video and every documentary about Islam and Christianity for like 10 years. I was obsessed with it. It's like my special interest. And it woke me up. I started watching like ISIS attacking us. And I was telling Hake not too long ago that like we're going to have terrorist attacks like we did back when like the subways were getting blown up and
well, it's
going to
be like it
buses.
Is in Europe right now. We're going to start having the same thing with the takeover of Europe by these people. It's going to happen in America and get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Brandy, I got to run. I do appreciate that because of time. I got to go, but thank you.
Yeah, I'll call back.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Cora.
Good. So I just wanted to call and clarify kind of a question I had and then just a comment. But
you're not on the speakerphone or anything, right? Or Bluetooth.
Why? Can you not hear me good?
Are you on a Bluetooth?
I have my AirPods in.
What? Oh, hold on, Cora. I think they told you not to do it. Hold on. I'll let Derek help you out, and then I'll come back to you. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Gyro. We'll come back to Cora. You're not allowed to be on the show with Bluetooth speakers, AirPad and all that mess. Gyro, you're on the air.
Jesse.
Hey.
Hello. It's been so long.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing. I want to answer the biblical question.
What is courage?
I believe courage is beyond yourself. I believe courage is trusting in God above all else. And not leaning onto your own understanding and facing what you need to face and having strength. And again, all from God.
And why do you believe that that's courage?
Because what's written, you always need to love God and trust in God above all else. And again, not leaning on your own, you can't lean onto your own understanding. You can't entrust to anyone else. You can't really trust yourself. So God gives you that strength, that, you know, courage to get you through whatever you need to get through, whether it's mentally, physically, facing an enemy.
And are you doing that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah, right. Every day.
Oh, amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Pleasure, my friend.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Let me try Cora again. Cora, let's try it again.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Let me ask before you make your comment or question.
Yeah.
When Derek answered the phone, did he say don't be on a Bluetooth or anything?
Yeah, they always do. I just didn't know that AirPods would cause that because usually I talk on the phone all the time with AirPods, but I guess it does, so.
Okay, but on the radio it's different, but go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, so I just wanted to clarify. So when you say to watch the thoughts and to not commune with them and all that stuff, do you mean like, so because I get a lot of thoughts about judgment towards me and other people, and when I get them, I just watch them and let them pass. Is that me being, like you said, in control of them and not letting them affect me by just watching them? But when I start talking to them and going with them and, like, getting into it, that's when I go wrong.
Restate the question.
So I guess my question is, like, when you say to watch the thoughts, do you mean, like, when the judgment comes and all that stuff about others and yourself, to just watch it instead of talking with it, and then when you're watching it, you know, it's being disconnected from you and taken away from you.
All you need to do is watch the thought. Be aware that the thoughts are there. They are talking to you. It sounds like your voice, but be aware that it's happening, but do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't argue with it. Don't try to get rid of them. Don't deny that it's happening. Just be aware of it. That's all.
And that's all you can do when those thoughts come.
That's all you should do and can do if you want to overcome them.
Oh, okay. And that's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to clarify. And then I did want to just state one thing. I know it's last week's kind of biblical thing about the words, but I had a realization this morning. I thought I could share it.
You said last week, biblical question?
Yes.
Are you affected by words? If so, why? If not, why not? You want to respond to that?
Yeah, because I didn't really have an answer last week, but suddenly I did this morning. So.
Okay.
So my dad, I was on the phone with him on the way to work this morning. It was pretty snowy out, and he was kind of just talking to me, and he hasn't really been, like, affectionate my whole life. I'm older now, forgave him, all this stuff, but he said some kind words to me along the lines of that anything is possible that I want to do in life. I'm still young and stuff, and I realized that those words meant something to me in a sense. Like, I didn't identify with them. It just was nice to hear from him, I guess. And I kind of started thinking about the word thing, and I was thinking about how God spoke, you know, light into the earth with his voice. Like, and I was thinking about maybe that's why Christians identify with words so much, because they talk a lot about how God spoke. He spoke the words into the earth and light happened. So I don't know what your thought is about that, but maybe that's why people get so caught on words, because they emphasize that a lot in church.
No, well, the reason people, and you're right, they're probably having the wrong impact on them when they hear that. But whenever people mention or teach about God or Christ, they always do it, the people and the teachers of that always do it in a physical way, whereas Christ was spiritual. He always spoke. Sometimes he may have spoken about the physical, but he always spoke in the spiritual, about spiritual things. But the human ears, they, and because of the way they've been taught, they always think physical.
So,
and that's
so
why,
like,
Christ said, if you must worship him and worship God in spirit and in truth. But most people think physically and not spiritually.
Right. So, like, with my dad saying those words this morning, I realized that I could have, like, took those in and been like, oh, my gosh. Like, but I really was just like, oh, thanks, Dad. That was nice. And I didn't, like, go further with it, you know?
Right on.
So I thought that was nice. I thought that was a good way to handle compliments. Or, and then, you know, I noticed that there can be a situation where, like, your boss can be upset with you or kind of get on you. And those are also a time where you say, okay, and just move on. So there's two times to just, no matter what people are saying, I feel like it's really important to, like, not take words so deeply. Even, like, I love you and stuff. Like,
because
you know what I
mean? Your father could have said those nice words to you. You, like, took them all in, and you feel really good about it on your way to work. And then he can come back and pick you up to bring you back home. He'll say something negative about you. Now you're down, you know.
Right.
And so that's why you let words go in one ear and out the other. Do not hold on to words. Keep your glass empty. Don't even try to hold on to wisdom or anything. Keep an empty glass. Don't hold on to anything.
Yeah, like anything you say in church and stuff, we're not supposed to interpret it, or if we don't understand it at the time, just let it go.
Yes.
And not, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought I should share that.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate
that,
Corbin. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Number one, Christmas is coming up. Get your orders in so we can get them back out to you before Christmas. Your shirts, your mugs, your T-shirts, the books, or whatever it is. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. The books and everything. I will sign them, indicate who you want me to sign them to, if you want me to, and we'll get them back to you in time. Number two, there is... a discount on shout-out, personal shout-out, a discount until Sunday. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk, run, and request your cameo personal shout-out. Weddings, congratulations, encouragement, birthdays, whatever the occasion is. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, whatever. Shout outs. There's a discount happening right now. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And there's a sale on all week. Amazing, huh? And what else? Don't forget to support us. We need you to donate to Bar to take us through Christmas while y'all on vacation. All right? So go and donate. It's tax deductible to Bar and my nonprofit and what we're doing here. And you're helping in so many ways. And you've been helped, so help us to help others. For those who want to mail it in, make your check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-2663. The mailbox again is P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. You can go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or scan the QR code. Scan the QR code to support Bond. And thank you in advance, and it is tax deductible. Let me go to Jason, a first-time caller out of South Carolina. Jason, you are on the air.
Mr. Jesse Lee.
Hey, Jason.
How are you doing, Mr. Jesse?
All is well.
Good, good. Yes, sir, I'm good as well.
Jason, are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, sir, I'm not.
You're not on Bluetooth or anything?
No, sir. Okay. I got the phone under my ear.
Right off. Speak right into the phone. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is this better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to get on here and tell you. So me and my wife are kind of going through some hard times. I was looking to see if I can get some encouragement or something. So
okay.
Yeah. So basically, I figured out. So my wife has been going out with some ladies recently, and I found out that one of her friends was on drugs real bad, and she figured out, and she got my wife to peer pressure to smoke some crack. I don't know, should I get away from her? I really love her, you know? I would do anything in the world from her, but I don't know what to do.
With your wife?
Correct, yes, sir.
And so,
I'm a Christian man, and I could...
Is she still smoking the crack?
Yes, sir.
So your wife is still smoking the crack?
Yes, ma'am. She's still smoking the crack.
Oh. And your question is what?
What should I do? You know, I'm a Christian man. We go to church every week, but I just, you know, on Christmas and everything, I just don't know what to do.
How long you been married?
We've been married for 3.5 years now. We dated for 7.5. You know, she was my, you know, in high school and everything. She was my high school sweetheart. She was my first girlfriend, first kiss and everything.
And how old is she?
She is, I think, she's either 32 or 33.
And how old are you?
I think she's 33. I'm 25.
You married an older woman?
Correct, yes, sir.
Why do you marry an older woman? Man should never marry an older woman.
See, that's why I called in to get some encouragement for you, because I don't know. I just fell in love with her in high school.
But sex is not love.
Yes, sir, I know.
And do you have any children with her?
Yes, sir. I have one child with her.
How old is the child?
4.
And so she's still on crack, right?
Yes, sir. She's still on crack.
So here's what I recommend. Do what you want, all right? But here's what I recommend. You dump her like a hot potato.
Yes, sir.
But just don't be angry at her. She can't help herself, right? Don't be angry. But, and hopefully you can get your child, because if she's on crack, it could be a lot of trouble for your child as well.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And so I would quietly dump her like a hot potato, but don't resent her, because the crack thing is going to destroy her if she doesn't get off, and it's going to destroy you and your family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you should allow your wife to go out and hang out with other women anyway. They're going to always influence her in the wrong
way. Yes, sir. Yeah, so, like, that's what I was thinking at first. But I just thought she was a little bit smarter. You know, she has a kid and everything.
Is it your kid?
Right. My kid? Yes, sir.
Oh, so the child she has is yours?
Correct. Yes, sir.
A boy or girl?
It's a girl.
So you married an older woman and you made a girl first. What a beta.
Yeah, that's a beta. Yes, sir.
What a mess. But I recommend you let her go before it's too late.
Correct. Yes, sir. I know there's more callers on the line. I thank you for that, for the encouragement, Mr. Jason.
But why haven't you let her go already, since she's not obeying you anyway? Why haven't you let her go?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna start, you know, making a therapy appointment, go to therapy, and try to figure it out. You know.
Let me ask. So she was out of high school before you, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
So, but how is she your high school sweetheart if she was out of school before you?
So she was a senior when I was in the ninth grade.
Whoa! And so how was she your high school sweetheart then?
I don't have an answer to that. I'm not sure.
Well, why are you calling? She was like at least she was in the senior in high school, so she had to be 18, 19, right?
Yeah, so she was she turned 17 whenever I turned 15. Ooh. No, she was 18 and I was 15.
You were the wrong woman, man.
Yes, sir.
And so you're 25 now, right?
Correct, yes, sir. I'm 25 and she's
28.
28? Yes, sir.
I thought you said she was 32 or 30-something.
No, sir, she's 28.
And you, how old are you?
25. I'll turn 26 in June.
Are you on crack, too?
Next year. No, sir, I'm not on crack.
Do you use any kind of drugs?
No, sir, I do not use any kind of drugs.
Okay. Because some reason this age thing is not matching up. Now, when you repeat it, it seems to be a different age thing.
Yes, sir.
So let's get it straight with the age. How old are you right now?
25.
And how old is she right now?
28. I'll be 26 in June. And she'll be 29 in September next year.
So why did you say she was 30-something?
I didn't realize I said that. No, sir. She's 28. She'll be 29 in September.
But do you remember saying that she was 32 or 33?
No, sir.
Oh. That's amazing. But anyway, do what you want. But I recommend you let her go. If she's on crack, it ain't going to be pretty in the end.
Yes, sir.
Because crackheads are out of it. Another thing, too, is are you working on yourself?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said, I'm fixing to, you know, start going to therapy and, you know, work on my mental state as well.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and my mother are real tight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My mother was the first woman I ever loved, and she'll always be my first. You know, I'm a mama's boy, so she'll always be my number one.
Always love my mama. She's my favorite.
There we go.
Girl.
Always love my mama. I'll always love my mama. She's my first baby girl.
That's why you married an older woman. You're a mama's boy.
Correct. Yes, sir. I've always been a mama's boy.
But you got to overcome that, man. Your mother is destroying you.
Yes, sir.
You want to overcome your mama. You don't want mama to be your favorite girl. You got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image. She should not be your favorite girl. You still live with your mama?
Correct. Yes, sir.
You still live with your mama?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm actually in the process of trying to, you know, like rent or actually like get an apartment or like a double wide trailer.
And do your wife and your daughter and you live with your mama?
Yes, sir.
Why?
We just haven't had like financially been able to, you know, get our own feet, if that makes sense.
So why did you get married and you weren't even ready to leave your mama's house? Why did you get married and move your wife into your mama's house?
I don't know, sir.
No wonder your wife on crack.
Like I said, just love. It was love at first sight.
But, Jason, you have no business being around your mama.
Yes, sir.
What? How has that been, being married and living in your mama's house? How has that been?
It's crazy.
In what way?
It's crazy. I still think I'm an adult, but really I'm not, because, you know, I still live with my mama, if that makes sense.
Right. And you don't love your mama, you hate your mama. That's why you can't get away from her. She set you up so that she can always control you. Your mama don't even love you, because if she loved you, she would not let you be there at that age of being married and have a child, and she would have insisted that you be out on your own. Your mother don't love you. Your mother is controlling you.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
I think that was really eye-opening, and I appreciate the time you took to talk to me.
But where's your father?
Yeah, I'm still good with my father, too.
He lived there with your mama?
No, sir. They got divorced whenever I was a couple months old.
And what does your father say about you living with your mama and you had a wife and a child there? What did your father say about it?
It's not good. He doesn't really, he doesn't like it. You know, like, he still loves me. He said he'll always love me. But until I, you know, get my own place, he doesn't really respect me, if that makes sense.
And your mother doesn't respect you either.
Correct, yes, sir.
Why are you put up with that with your mama, man? You need to get over your mother. You got to forgive your mother for what she's done. You talk about you want therapy for your mental state of being. What it is, you're very angry, and you're angry at your mother. You become like your mother, and so you don't have a clear mind. Forgive your mother for recreating her image. Your mother's wicked.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you giving me some kind words this morning.
Does that make sense? You got to forgive your mother that she's wicked?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Forget mother. I'm sorry for resenting you for recreating me in your image. I know now you couldn't help yourself, but I'm out of here. Get away from your mother. Forget about this woman that you are married to, because if she's on crack, that's just going to be more problem from you, and she's older than you. And then forgive your mother. Go and get yourself an apartment or something and start working on yourself.
Yes, sir.
If you want counseling, call my office and set up a counseling appointment.
Yes, sir, I will.
Any questions about that?
No, sir. I'll think about it, and I'll definitely get back in contact with your office.
Okay,
set up an appointment very soon.
All right, you gotta get away from your mother, man. That's your enemy. Just don't be angry at her. Drop the anger by forgiving her for what she's done to you. But you should not be having this attitude. My mama is my best friend. I always love my mama. That's not natural.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jesse. I thank you.
All right. Any other question?
No, sir. That's it.
All right. Let this woman go. Forgive your mother and get away from your mother. Your mother is not your friend.
Yes, sir.
Just don't be angry at her. Forgive her what she's done.
Yes, sir, I will.
I wish you well, Jason.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas.
Beta.
I know.
Beta. Yes, sir.
Don't be a beta male. All right, buddy.
Be a beta male. Yes, sir. See you later, Mr. Jesse.
All right. What a mess. What a mess. It's amazing what a mama can do to a child or children, sons and daughters. Your mama don't love you. Mama has no love. And a mother's love is not so special. I want to give you another example of what's happening in L.A. and around the world, not just L.A. But the battle of spiritual is not of good. This is from Fox 11. A group of teens robbed a 7-Eleven. Remind you, they defunded the police and everything is, and they took away bail bond and everything is out of control. A group of teenagers robbed a 7-Eleven in Los Angeles, prompted a police investigation aided by cell phone video footage. Despite surveillance cameras, no arrests have been made. Watch it from Fox 11.
Police are looking through that video. That's pretty wild to watch. In it, you can see dozens of teens swarm a 7-Eleven like hungry bees. New dramatic cell phone video of Los Angeles police are combing through to investigate the latest flash mob robbery.
Oh, stop! Oh, my gosh!
Dozens of teens seen Saturday stealing and throwing items out of a 7-Eleven to others outside.
It's worth it because they don't got my face on me.
One teen bragging on camera why they feel untouchable.
Like nobody respects, you know, anything or anyone, so they feel like they could get away with anything because, I mean, from what it looks like, they can.
LAPD confirms they rushed to the Beverly Boulevard location Saturday afternoon after the clerk hit the panic alarm. Police say someone wearing a mask pointed a gun at the employee while the rest of the group swarmed in, overwhelming the store and ransacking everything in sight.
It happens everywhere. It looked like a bunch of kids. So I'm not surprised.
They probably don't have the money for food. If you literally go up that block, there's so many homeless people down there. Like, honestly, it's a systemic issue.
See how you're making excuses? Black, stop making excuses for bad behavior. So this is in the downtown Los Angeles area. They defund the police. I didn't realize, I knew that human nature go out of control if they're not controlled by the spirit of truth. And then you take the law away from them, they go completely out of control. And that's what you see here. It's a what, James?
It's a whole trend. It's a whole trend robbing 7-Elevens and other stores. They even held a gun against that clerk, I think I saw
on that report. Yeah, that. What a mess, huh? And you know what Kara Bass and other want to do? They want to house the unhoused. They don't want Trump to bring help. They don't want the police to get involved. Amazing. One more hour to go. The hate news is coming right now. I'll be back for your calls and your super chat. The hate news, not the fake news. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some serious mess going on in this old here world. They're trying to find peace in the Ukraine with Russia. And speaking of peace, the Nobel Peace Prize for that woman whom nobody ever heard of, but she did say nice things about Trump, so we like her, out of Venezuela or wherever she's from, in Nicolas Maduro's government being persecuted, that woman. And she's not going to be able to make it to her Nobel Peace Prize thing. Not that Nobel Peace Prize really means much. And Australia is banning young teens from social media. Anyone under 16 being a mama. Evil. And other mess going on in this old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It has been 2 hours of black excellence and other excellence. And manhood hour three coming right up, guys. It's Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Even if you're a woman, yes, women are allowed to call in even during manhood hour. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. Nice. And then 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV. Get excited, guys. Punchy TV on YouTube and on other Jesse Lee Peterson platforms. But YouTube is Punchy TV YouTube channel. Check it out. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, said his team is preparing an updated version for the Trump administration's peace plan that could send it to the United States later today. Zelensky has been clear that his country will not surrender Russian-occupied territory, even as our greatest president Trump pressures him to agree to a peace deal with Moscow. In an interview with Politico, taped Monday, Trump once again expressed frustration with Zelensky, saying, quote, he's going to have to get on the ball and start accepting things, you know, when you're losing. Russia has insisted on territorial concessions being part of a settlement to end the war with Ukraine. The Nobel Committee will hand out their peace prize, so-called peace prize, today, but this year's winner will not attend the award ceremony in Norway under persecution, so-called, from Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government. Maduro. Opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Corina Machado has been living in hiding since last year. A brave lady, and her current whereabouts are unknown. Maria Corina Machado received the accolade for tirelessly promoting democratic rights in Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition. Not a good word. From dictatorship to so-called democracy. Democracy. So said the Nobel Committee. Machado's daughter, that's Maria, her daughter will accept the prize and deliver a speech on her mother's behalf. Australia is banning young teens from social media, the world's first ban on a major social media platforms for children under the age of 16 goes into effect in Australia today. Could it happen in the USA? If the mama spirit takes over, perhaps it could, especially with these parents being out of control and the social media companies being out of control and the politicians being out of control and on and on and on. The FBI has increased their reward to $15 million for information leading to the arrest of a former Olympian, a snowboarder. He's white, by the way, at least looking, on their top 10 most wanted lists. Their 10 most wanted list. It's some guy who they call him a kingpin, a drug kingpin. And they said that he ordered a hit on federal informants or federal witnesses or something like that against him. Crazy. Whew. And there's this person, author and philanthropist, Mackenzie Scott, donated, get this, $7.1 billion, with a B, dollars to nonprofits in 2025. A do-gooder, a woman. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Manhood Hour. ¶¶
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is courage? What is courage? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, don't worry. You can listen to it on your phone. And then you can still podcast, watch it again once you get home or settle down. But you could be listening on your phone no matter what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. Go to It's Manhood Hour in the third hour. First 2 hours, Black Excellent. The third hour is, and will always be, Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Something beautiful happened in our community today. It started with an invitation for a few friends to join me for lunch to support our Somali community.
These women are smart.
And write a few notes of encouragement. But people just kept coming in the door.
Women are better savers than men. And we are nurturers.
Hundreds of notes were written.
And all women are very good.
In Somalia, women and children are particularly vulnerable to rape and sexual attacks.
This is fine.
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay?
What a mess! Thank you, Anchorman, put that together. Amazing. What a mess, huh? Now do you see why we need to rebuild the family by rebuilding the man? Bring back the order of God. Not my order, but God's order. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. Led by men, though. Carrie Bass, the worst thing that ever happened to other than Gavin Newsom, California or L.A., just tweeted, according to what I'm being told, tweeted earlier. as mayor, bring our unhoused neighbors inside. Never mind that they're robbing in 7-Elevens, that crime is out of control, illegal aliens all over the place, and it's costing California an arm and a leg and a short thigh. She want to bring in the housing. She is no good. Carrie Bass is a loser. A plain old loser. And you voted that in for your mayor. Worse than, remember I told you Obama was going to be the worst president ever? And we have never returned. The races are more divided. And Obamacare and all that stuff destroyed America. But the white people still vote them in. If you didn't hear the first hour of the show today, make sure you do. All thoughts, all emotions, whether so-called good emotion or bad emotion, are evil. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You need a renewed mind and the spirit of truth. If you allow it to happen, you got to get out of the way and allow the spirit of truth to renew your mind. You got to unlearn everything that you've been taught. You've been taught wrong from the day you popped out of your mama womb until now. And here's how you do it. And what I'm about to play for you is in the Word. It's the New Testament. And I promise you, if you do this, you will have, at the end and on the way through overcoming it, going through it, you will have a renewed mind and you will have real life, eternal life, right here, right now, and always. But you got to do that. You can read the Bible and claim Jesus. You can say your mama is your best friend. Who want their mama to be the best friend? That doesn't even make sense, but okay. Your favorite girl. What the? There's something wrong with that. But anyway, a different story. If you do this, you will have eternal life while you walk this earth. You would know it. The blind people around you might not know it, but you would know it. But you got to do the if. Ain't no way around it, folks. Read the Bible and just read the Bible. Ain't going to do it. Nothing wrong with reading the Bible. But don't read it to learn, to remember. Here is the if. And I'm telling you, it's the New Testament. Watch this. For men and women.
By Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. And that is the truth. If you can do that, men and women, you got to do it on your own. You can't rely on the man. For spiritual life, it got to come from the same source for the man as it, for the woman as it does for the man. You got to do the if, ladies. Men cannot help you spiritually. If you're married with children, then they can help you physically, but not spiritually. Men and women, you got to do the if. That's what Christ did. Christ did the if so that you can do it. And you can do it if you want to. But you got to get to know yourself so you can let go and let it happen. Let whatever happened to the ego happens. Do not protect it anymore. Let the devil attack the ego, meaning don't believe what the thoughts are telling you. Don't believe it. Just watch it. Don't believe it. And then let evil people attack the ego. All you do, they are not attacking you. They are attacking the false you. The false them are attacking the false you. So let whatever happens to the ego happen. Don't protect the devil, the nature of the devil. Don't get mad about it. Don't argue about it. Don't think about it. And go on with your if life. And let whatever happens, happen to the ego. Really. It's going to blow your mind. But you got to do the if. Christ did it, so you can do it. And it is finished. You got to go all the way up to Calvary. And you got to be on the cross. But you got to go to Calvary. You got to carry your own cross all the way up to Calvary. And then die from the old self, the ego self. Not physical death, but spiritual death of darkness. You are not your thoughts. You are not those emotions, the so-called good ones or bad ones. You are not your body. You're not your job. You're not what you do. You're not your little tied degree. No matter how many degrees you have, you're not black. You're not white. You're not Mexican. You're not this or that. You're none of those things. But you have identified with them, and you think that is you. You're not your thoughts. So the thoughts you're having are not your own. Stop thinking. If you want life, if you love your misery of death, calling it life, stay in your hell. I want to quickly give you, I've said over and over again that white people are under genocide in America right now, as they are in Africa and in Europe, white countries. It's a genocide upon white people in America. I have more proof. More proof of it. New York Post is reporting a Portland, Oregon jury has cleared a black man of assault charges for stabbing a white man after it was revealed that the victim said the N-word after the attack. Watch this from Fox 12 News.
Know the name of the person arrested for a stabbing in downtown Portland that injured a person. Today, police announced that 42-year-old Gary Omar Edwards was arrested on assault charges. It stems from a stabbing that happened on Northwest 5th Street just after 9:30 yesterday morning. Police say a person was stabbed in the shoulder area and went to the hospital with serious injuries. Edwards was arrested by the Central Bike Squad. There's no word on the stabbing victim's condition.
Amazing, huh? You are under attack, white folks, whether you admit it or not. It is happening. And it's going to get worse. Here's an image of the transit camera video image. And so I don't know what's going on. Nobody knows, huh? Well, let's forget about the image. Nobody knows what's going on. Well, Darren, they can't hear you.
It says here these are transit camera video images.
For this.
It says these are transit camera video images.
That's what I said.
And it shows a man here. It shows like a moment. He's holding his shoulder, as you could see, like you heard in the news report.
Who is the man?
That man who's holding his shoulder?
Yeah.
Seems to be the man who may have been stabbed from the report we just heard.
Well, I don't want to guess it. Let's just forget about that. But the thing is, a white man, according to the story, was stabbed by a black man. And apparently the white man used the N-word. I'm sorry about the misinfo. They told me that Nick and when these guys going to be able to explain the images, but apparently not. The white man was stabbed by the black man, according to the report, and the white man used the N-word afterward. But they let the black man off because they said the white man used the N-word as though that's a reason okay for stabbing. Let's say had it been the other way around. If a black man had called the white man the cracker, whatever they call him, and the white man stabbed the black man, would he be getting off? Would he be getting off? Amazing. You're under genocide, white folks. I tried to warn you that was coming when you allowed the blacks to knock you out, when you gave up your businesses, your schools, your neighborhoods, but you didn't listen. And now white people are afraid to say it. And when a white person does say it, he's attacked by other whites. The slaves are attacking the slaves. Here's a white woman that lost her job, according to this report, because she was yelling, used the N-word on some black people from the New York Post. A Wisconsin Cinnabon employee was fired after a video of her hurling the N-word and other racist abuse at a Somalian couple went viral over the weekend. Watch this.
I am racist.
So mm-hmm. idiot for
and
real.
You are an
You are an idiot. No,
I am
not.
Racist. And mm-hmm. I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way.
Oh, you're talking about respect? You're talking about respect? You are fired from this place, motherfucker. You're not going to be working here.
Suck it.
Suck what? Look how you look like.
What's wrong with you?
You ugly. Get the out of
ugly? Talking about ugliness?
Did I stutter?
What a mess! The white woman should not be that angry, that's for sure. And that's what they want her. They want her angry like that so she can do crazy stuff. And they get her fired. Drop the anger, white lady. I understand the frustration, but there's never, ever, 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 ever a reason for anger. She lost her job, according to the report. Would a white person, if that was happening to a white person, would the black person have lost their job? Would the white person have gotten fired? I mean, the black person got fired, had they done that to a white person. So after that, there's a GoFundMe account for the Somalian in our country, by the way. The Somalian has raised they had a somebody started a GoFundMe play for them. Why did they need a GoFundMe? That doesn't even make sense. But somebody did a GoFundMe account for the Somalian, and they raised $4,600. And then someone else did a GoFundMe account for the white lady, the Cinder Bomb employee. They raised $117,000. White love. Why is this from WTVC?
Far, the GoFundMe for the Somali husband and wife has garnered more than $4,600 out of its $45,000 goal. The fundraiser identifies one of the customers as Faria Ahmed. According to the fundraiser's page, it says the money will be used for legal fees. It's unclear what legal action is potentially being taken, but calls it a fight against racism. The page also says the GoFundMe was started by a cousin of the couple. Meanwhile, the fundraiser for the former Cinnabon worker, who is white, has raised more than $117,000 out of its now $271,000 goal. In this fundraiser's description, the now former worker is simply identified as Crystal. It says funds will go toward helping Crystal land on her feet after being fired. It goes on to say, quote, no white person should lose their job for refusing to be harassed by Somalians, unquote.
Right on. Drop the anger, but right on. At least a white woman got some support. What the? White power. Drop the anger, folks. All races are people, no matter what the color. The anger is the problem. Anger separates you from the tree of life. If you have one iota a bit of anger, evil is your God. Small g, but evil is your God. And you're separated from the true God. I don't care how much you read the Bible, quote Quran or whatever. Satan is your God. And you do not know God. You know about him, you heard about him, but you don't know him. Let me go to David, a first time call out of North Carolina. David, you are on the air. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Hey, I had needed some advice. My wife and I, we've been listening to you for a couple of years now, and we decided to work on ourselves and forgive our mothers and fathers, and we've actually been homeschooling. So we decided to homeschool our kids. We see fit that's the right way to go, and. We had some complications in our marriage, and I did do some counseling with you recently, but we decided to work things out, and the problem that we're having now is we both was actually working trying to homeschool our kids, and we seen little behavior problems and stuff with our kids, so we had an opportunity that comes up with her job, and they offering a buyout. So they're going to buy some of the workers out because they're getting ready to do a potential big layoff. So we was wondering, and we needed some advice for her actually taking that buyout and leaving her job so she could be home with the kids.
And your question is what?
Well, I was wondering, would it be a good thing for her to leave her job? She do make good money. It's not a lot, but it's good money. And I was working two jobs, but I currently just lost one of my jobs. So that was, I think, something that threw a little monkey in the wrench in the situation. So her decision to make that buyout is actually today. It ends today. So we was wondering if that'd be a smart decision for her to take that buyout, leave her job, be at home with the kids while I look for a second job.
How is it possible that she could be homeschooling the children and working?
Well, it was rough. It wasn't easy.
But how is that possible?
Well, we tried our best to make it possible, but we see that it ain't.
So you and your wife were working and you were homeschooled. How can you be at work? How can both of you be at work at homeschool? I want to know I don't know how that works.
Well, she has a rotating shift, so it'll be days that she'll be off, and we can kind of set our schedule to our liking. So when she's off, she could do the academic parts of the schooling, and I do more of like the physical PE, get the kids out the house, certain little things that they would like to do, whether it's fishing, playing ball, or anything like that. I handle that part, and she'll handle the academic part whenever she's off or the little time that she has when she get home from work.
That's amazing. And so who are with the children when she's at work?
I am. We have she have a rotating shift. So when she's at work, I'm home. And when she's home, I'm at work.
And which is better, to make good money or raise good children?
That's what we come to the conclusion that the money isn't everything.
So which is better?
It's better to raise good children.
And how old are the kids?
14 and 8. Well, he'll be 8 December the 23rd.
But he's how old right now?
He's 7.
And so, of course, I mean, you do what you want, of course, but the right thing is to have the wife home with the children, especially if she's homeschooling too, and you go out and make the money. I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Yes, we came to that decision that's what we was going to do.
Right.
But right when we made the decision, I had lost my second job. Now, it wasn't my primary job, but it was a second job that I've been working for some years to help out with the family.
So and your wife was working a job and you were working two jobs and you still need more money? How much money y'all need?
Well, we didn't need that much money. I guess we had a habit of overspending and getting things we actually didn't need.
Absolutely. I will do what you want, but I would highly recommend your wife at home, especially homeschooling and being there. Those kids are young. They need the mother there and homeschool, and you go out and make money, man. And then is she going to pay out? You're not going to starve before you get a second job.
Yes, you're right.
And then you make some cutbacks and stop spending ego money. You might not even need as much money as you think you need.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And like I said, we're currently working on ourselves. I really couldn't see clear of what to do, because I know I still have anger in me, man. And like I said, I'm still working on myself, and I'm still trying to get to the point where I can see things clear.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, we was at the deadline, and you know, I just didn't want to make the wrong decision.
But that's so clear, even Stevie Wonder can see that. Hold on a minute. Hold on, David.
Okay.
888-77 Jesse. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on Pews.net. Don't forget to like these videos. I forgot to tell y'all that. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show, after Jesse JLP Talk, JesseLeePeterson.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. E. White and James Hake is on fire. And the Anchor Baby coming up right after the Hake Report. And he has not been taking no mushrooms. He is flying off natural energy. A God-given high. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. We did that.
You did that.
I'm sorry?
You did that.
What? How come I can't hear him?
You did that, but I didn't do it. I forgot to open the chest.
You're so busy trying to direct me.
All right, we're tripping into the chest, guys. Sorry. My bad.
Talking about I'm coming in a minute late, and it's, that, and you now you're a mess. Take your eyes off me, buddy.
Never.
Keep them on yourself. This treasure chest is open on D-Live. And so the Hake Report is coming up. Then the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy, not off mushrooms. Energy from God. From 11 to 1 p.m. And then Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Amazing, interesting, fun conversation with Kenya Hill, a model, actress, founder of the model coaching agency, Find Your Light. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
In my generation, black were not angry, they were independent, and the word racism didn't even exist.
The black men at that time were leaders, and yes, there was a sense of community.
I never liked fat black butts.
Am I your type? My mom forced me to vote for Kamala.
What a helper.
This is probably the most intellectual conversation I've had in a while, honestly,
really?
With a black person.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
This seat is flaming already.
You're gonna love this. It was amazing. I didn't know how it was gonna go. Really, I did not know. But the FallenState.tv, Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. You can support the Fallen State. Become a member there on the FallenState.tv, right on the YouTube channel there, or locals.com, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then at 2 p.m. today, oh, Lord, not yours, Lord, but Punchy's TV. You can call in. You can super chat. Punchy.tv, 2 p.m. We have a white producer for Pudgy now. It's Kurt, but not Charlie. At 2 p.m., check it out. All right? And donate to Bond. We got to make it through Christmas while y'all out on break. So go and make a major donation. And it's tax deductible. Help us to help others. You've been helped. I don't even like asking, but they say, well, Jesse, you have to remind the people. They want to help. They just forget. So go and make a donation. Call 800-411-BOND or rebuildingtheman.com/donate. All right? I got to move faster. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Craig D. says, Merry Christmas, Jesse. I hope it's amazing.
Thank you, Craig D.
Craig.
I mean, Craig. I appreciate it.
Bob says, blacks invented drive-bys.
That's for sure. Hold that thought. Hey,
uh-huh.
I forgot I was talking to David.
Oh.
I want to finish up with David.
All right.
But thank you. Who's that, Bob?
Yes.
Thank you, Bob and Craig
Bob
D.
Bob and Craig.
Craig. I appreciate it. Let me go back to David. David.
Yes, sir.
I forgot I had you on hold, but let me ask. Ask.
What the?
I know.
What the?
He black. He black. What a mess. What a mess. You said you haven't dropped your anger all the way?
No, I haven't, but I'm working on it. Like I said, my wife and I have been listening to you for a couple of years, and to be honest, you changed the way we see everything. You know, you open our eyes to a lot of things, and we realize almost everything we was doing wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, we starting to see a lot of things within ourselves, and yes, we currently just working on it day by day.
And so why don't you just drop the anger and be done with it? Why haven't you dropped the whole anger thing?
I'm not sure. We asked ourselves that plenty of times. We forgave our mothers. We forgave our fathers. And we actually went through a lot this year. You know, we went through a lot. We overcame a lot this year. I took a huge blow to my ego this year with my marriage. But, you know, I've been watching myself a lot this year, and I honestly didn't know I had that much anger in me. I actually thought I was a good person at once, but I learned a lot about myself, and I haven't figured out why some of these things I can't let go. I'm trying.
How do you know you have not dropped the anger all the way?
For one, I feel a nervousness in me right now. I feel like that's anger. I never called in anywhere before. This is actually a first time. But, you know, I was starting to realize what anger is and what all it consists of. And I know things like, you know, nervousness, shyness, and certain things that I actually feel within myself, it'll let me know that the anger is still there.
And how do you know you feel a little nervous now, right now? How do you know you're feeling that right now?
I'm not sure. I feel like it's leaving. I'm trying to relax right in this moment.
And so how do you know you're feeling it? How you know that you're nervous?
Maybe my body tensed up, voice kind of not stable, or I don't know, feel it in my chest or something.
And the point I want to make for you is that the fact that you can see that you feel a little nervous, you're aware that you feel a little nervous, a little whatever, right? And if you could see it and do nothing about it, don't call it you, don't run from it, don't deny that it's there, but be aware of it, then you will see that it's not you and there's no you to be angry. and so that you would stop saying that you're angry, and that whole spirit will be taken away from you. And then eventually you would never be nervous, you would never be afraid, you would never be into thoughts, everything would change. The fact that you can see it, the next time it comes up like that, don't call it you. Don't say, I'm still angry, or I am angry. Because you're giving it life, you're taking on a false identity, and you want to die from these identity. You do not want to keep calling them you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You know what? Some of these things I actually forget, you know, because I heard you say that before, and sometimes it'll hit me to not call it me, but maybe I'll go unconscious and call it me before I realize it or something.
Yes.
Or...
And that's why the Spirit of Truth said the greatest sin you can commit is to forget to be present. Because when you go unconscious like that, you are going to call it you. And you are going to believe those thoughts and emotions, and they're going to make you do things that you wouldn't do if you were conscious. That's why you got to practice being present. Always keep your mind where your body is, and you'll be present. That's all it takes. Because your mind, your body can be in North Carolina, but your mind would be in Hurstboro somewhere, Alabama.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure if it's a mental thing. I know I've been taking a lot of vitamins and supplements, and, you know, sometimes I do feel like my mind isn't as clear as it need to be. I'm not sure if it's deficiencies within my body, me not being healthy, or, you know, things of that nature. I try to go out my way for, like I said, taking supplements, you know, because I do realize how scattered my mind is sometimes. And
but you can take all the supplements until the cows come home, but if you don't keep your mind where the body is, you're not going to be conscious. Supplements are not going to make you be conscious, cause you to be conscious. You want to keep present where the truth is. Where everything is, your mind will be clear, it will be renewed, and everything will be amazing. And vitamins can't do that. Vitamin may be good for the physical body, but it does nothing for the mind.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it so hard to stay present?
Because you forget. Sometimes... You forget and you drift off into thoughts, and you just, you know, and you've been living that way all your life, right? And so you forget it and come back to present. You believe it when they come, and you forget that you're in a thought. But don't freak out on it. Don't worry about it because you've been doing it for so long. Just realize, wow, I'm in a thought, and come back to your body. That's all. Don't make it a big deal. Don't argue with it. Don't get upset. Don't call it anything, but you just went into a thought. That's all.
Okay.
That's all it is. And so it's only because you've been living into your imagination all your life. And then eventually, when you just keep bringing the mind back to the body 1,000 times a day, eventually you won't have to do it because you will naturally be present without any effort.
Okay. Well, I thank you a lot, Mr. Peterson. You helped me and my family out a lot. You really changed our lives, and I thank you for that. And if you don't mind, I would like to answer the biblical question.
What is courage?
I think courage is simply staying present, out of your head, and just moving in a practical manner. Just doing things, doing what's in front of you without being in your head.
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
But bring your wife home, man, and live off her little money she got for leaving today. And you have
I'm not
going to
tell her that.
And then eventually you will get an apartheid job, but just stay present. God is with you and everything's going to be fine. Don't do any what ifs. Have a way to see with all things.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir.
I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
All right, David. All amazing. Right. Super chat. Now I can finish up on the super chat and get back to the calls.
Super chats.
Nick Monty says, if you ain't tithing, you ain't thriving. Thanks, Jesse.
I rest my case. Thank you, man. Amazing. And I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Drexel Rep says, here's $2 for you to fix your weird looking face, Jesse.
Thank you. I need all the help I can get. Amazing.
Kayla on Cash App, biblical question answer.
What is courage?
Courage is living without listening to thoughts, says she.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Anthony L. with a beautiful cityscape motif sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
As always. And Gregatron, let me get a quarter zip, LOL. What the? Exclamation mark, question mark, exclamation mark, question mark.
Amazing. What the? What a mess.
Walking Roscoe gave 10 gift memberships
right on
J.C. Lee Peterson.
Thank you. Amazing.
Lord Spike Protein with a powerful hippo getting up out of a gamer chair.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. So cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa says, who would win in a fight? Jane Elliott or Oprah?
Are you talking about little Oprah or big Oprah? I don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Mio is a cute dog. Also, shout out to Hake. He's got the good hair.
Hake with the good hair. Amazing. He white.
Thank you kindly, Mio.
Yeah, thank you.
And Lori says, morning, Jesse. Beautiful call with the 11-year-old young lady. It's always nice to see you plant seeds of love to the children.
What was her name?
Lori or, the girl? I have it in my notes.
You there? I mean,
Maggie.
Maggie, don't be angry. Otherwise, you're going to be like your mama. You become like what you hate. Speak up, Maggie, but don't be mad. Let the feeling pass. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Very cool. To doubt. Bought a coffee. Pardon me for butchering your name. I have a question, Jesse. What's wrong with the blacks? Have a great weekend, JLP and the Bond crew.
Thank you. They hate their mama, and they're yearning for the father. That's all wrong with them. There's no other issue. They are living in their imagination. Amazing. And not all, but most, because a lot of black men and women are hearing the truth, and they're starting to wake up. I hear it all the time. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Cheryl Ann. And I don't know if Cheryl Ann gave if there was a diamond that I may have missed. I don't know. But Games for Rec, Shaw Money.
Shout out to Cheryl Ann.
And Kid Combo One and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew. Thanks, as always.
Shout out to the D-Live crew. Thank you.
And shout out to Pastor Chatelet, Urinal Chills, my dad, and many others on the Rumble crew.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
And, of course, the YouTube monthly supporters. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Jesse, what is going on, my brother?
All this well, Rick.
Everybody going to listen to Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing.
Man, I want to comment real quick on the guy that called earlier, and he said his girlfriend was going to get me allow someone to tell me to use crack cocaine, but she did use it.
Oh, his wife. You know, his wife is on crack.
Yes. If all the evidence that you see with people when they on crack, once you try that, it seemed like you wind up on it at least 10 to 30 years. I watch it on YouTube sometimes, drugging, just to see just look at the drug world. And it is just too much evidence for somebody to want to try that. That's not a friend to me to try to
to get you to try something that know that would destroy your life. When you try drugs, the only thing you're going to chase the rest of your time until you get off is your nightmare.
Well, one thing for sure, if she's on crack, he better hurry up and get out of her way, because a crackhead, there's no limitation to their destruction.
Wow!
And so,
Jesse, you hit on all cylinders, brother, for sure. I mean, it can be cold, 10 degrees outside, yeah. And you will see a person on crack cocaine trying to get crack, don't have on no coat, they don't even care about the conditioner or nothing. Degrading themselves. I mean, it is sad, man. And you know how God says about a testimony of 2 to 3 witnesses that it should be established? God has got so much evidence out here. I can't see how she allows somebody to get her to try that. I don't get it.
Well, that's her issue. It's just that, he should make sure he doesn't judge her. Don't be mad at her. But he needs to get her out of his life, that's for sure. And he needs to get away from his mama. A man ain't got no business saying, my mama and my best friend. I love my mama. You know something wrong with that. What a beta.
Well, you know, today, Jesse, it seemed like even with the Democratic Party, what's going on in Minnesota, they see the corruption was going on, and you can thank your liberal Democrats, especially liberal white women, liberal black women. All they do to me is cause blacks to run the victim Olympics 100 miles an hour. It's crazy, man. I mean, they see the corruption, and Minnesota governor, Walz, he act like he a damn headlight. All this corruption, man, and they send the money.
People get the kind of government they want. That's what's going on there.
Agree
with
that. You're
right about the crack thing. It's crack drugs is nothing to play with. There's no game.
No,
it ain't funny. It's very destructive.
I mean, it's very, I know all of it is, but it's something about that crack. I tell people, you want to learn about drugs, go to Drug Inc. It just give you documentaries of people lives.
Well, I don't want to promote any website, but I'm just telling you.
No. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to. Right. I was just saying this for education. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Not good.
You got that right. And it's just like,
but Rick, how can you allow them? Because of time.
Hey, okay, Jesse.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Thank you. Love you guys. I'll be blessed.
All right. You too, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Steph out of Ohio. Steph, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
I want
Steph.
To answer that biblical question. How
what
you doing?
Is courage?
So when I first heard it, my first thought was to think of it the same way the world does, where they think, fear, it's doing something you have to fear, but you do it anyway. That's courage. But the more I think about it for myself, I see it as there is no courage. Like, there's no such thing as courage because there's no such thing as fear. So the true self has no fear or no courage, doesn't need courage. So a lot of times it's our false self that feels like we're fearful and we need courage, but the real self doesn't need it, has neither one.
Interesting. Very interesting, man. And I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Very interesting. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Slim. Out of Maryland. Slim, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Slim.
I just want to answer the biblical question.
What is courage?
Courage is an illusion.
An illusion?
And that's really, an illusion. That's really all I got to say.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
And he says, Jesse, did you watch the Piers Morgan interview with a couple of these guys?
No.
Oh.
I did not watch it. I don't get a chance to do a lot of watching other stuff.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Well, he has a tip then.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Thank you, and Heat, for your tip, sir.
Thank you, Heat. I'll check it out, and I'll look at the tip. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate the support. We need it to get the work done. You're helping us to help others. Thank you. The Hake Report is coming up now. and after the hate report, the American anchor baby, get on the straight and narrow, folks. But listen, remember this, if nothing else. Stop thinking. And if you do get emotional, just know you're in a thought. And come back to the thought and emotional path. And just let life happen through you. It will happen for you. It doesn't need your help. All right? So just be aware of that. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and practice staying present. Just to bring your mind back to your body. Let that be the first thing in your life, and everything else will work out for you. And just know, whatever thought you have is in you. It's your thought, and you own it. Let it go, and don't think about what others are thinking. You got enough to deal with on your own. How about listen to the first hour if you missed it? We talked about that for a while. Thank you for your support. The Hate Report coming up. Check out the merch. Get them in to us. Request in so that we can get them back to you or whomever you're sending them to. Thank you all. I'll be back tomorrow. Baba Thumper Thursday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Hate Report is coming now. Bye. Know thyself so you can. Something went wrong, but face the truth about yourself and just seek first God's kingdom. Cause
the views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.